And the question is only, was it a church for the First Nation? Was it considered a church? Can we define that word? Can we compare it to the Christianity or the European or any other religions that have existed a long time ago? So that was the purpose for the project. That was a project purpose, I mean. And none of the word that has been written in this paper has anything to do with the Canada Council's influence. All this has came from visiting the elders and part of my Louis Bird's collections of stories which I have accumulated for the last 37 years, beginning from 65. There are many elders that I have spoken to in many subjects. And there during, from 37 years ago, I have asked elders to tell me the stories about the Midewiwin, that's spiritual belief and practices of our ancestors. Let me explain a little bit the situation here. Those elders who were born in 1800 or early 1900, if I may say so, that is to mean in 1850. Those who were born in 1850, they are the people who have seen the traditional beliefs and practices. They are the ones who have understood it very well. And those are the ones who have belief, and some of them had developed it themselves when they were young and held it as part of their spiritual being. And some had practiced it right up to the end of their time, because they passed away a little after 1900. I have seen some of those. I have seen some of those people who believe, still practice it and still try to hold on to Christianity. But these, the ones who were born in 1900, did not have the proper instruction for them to take it. But they went against the rule of the First Nation. And some of those people who did that have find themselves into a serious disease, which we call the mental health problem, because of the rules that they need to follow was not carried out, because they went against the will of their elders, because the Christianity has been strongly influenced to the elders who have accepted Christianity, and therefore have not trained their children to be so from 1875. They stopped training their youngsters to do that. So that is the history that has been told by our ancestors. And those who were born in 1900 did not have the opportunity, or they did not allowed, they were not allowed to listen to these kind of things. But the stories, in the stories that I call legends, they were in there. The stories contain such things, subject so vividly and so powerfully, and it is from that stories, the legends and old stories, that carries all this, the mystics of First Nation spiritual practices and beliefs.